Tim, you're an interesting story. You came here for the first time when?
2006, when I was 20 years old.
And Tim, what did you think was going to happen to you in 2006, 20 years old? You show up here. What was your plan then?
I was completely unrealistic.
But it was.
I thought 120 miles a day was within the realm of capabilities.
Didn't happen.
Absolutely not.
What happened to you in 2006?
I learned a lot about what actually goes into this race and ended up going 285 miles. I was out of shape. Learned really how...
That's 285 miles after 6 days.
Yes.
Tim comes back 2007?
Correct.
He has been here. He knows what it's about. What happens in 2007?
I know a little bit better. Still a little bit unrealistic. but I am able to go 315 miles that year in the 6 days.
I'm not good at math, Tim, but I'm guessing that a gap of 5 years opens up.
Correct.
And here you are now. And did Tim come realistic, with a plan, with a motivation, with training and energy? What happened to you this year?
I was much more realistic about what is possible. I was shooting for a number closer to 400. I'm much better in shape. I've been much better trained. But this year, I just fell apart at the race.
Now, Tim, we're not going to leave it at that because, in fact, you're still here. And there was a point where you were so sick, not feeling really very good, and officially you said, I've dropped out.
Correct. It was, that first night I started throwing up and continued to throw up just incessantly. Everything I ate, everything I drank for the next 2 days. And so I was talking to some of the doctors, and the beginning of that third day, they said, no more. I had gotten 50 hours of rest in the first 3 days and was doing horribly.
But something happened, and which is why Tim is here on Friday night, continuing to bang it out. So what happened that changed Tim from a guy dropped out to someone who's running pretty good right now?
Well, all my personal goals were well out of reach. Everyone on Facebook was under the impression that I was gone and not coming back. So I didn't feel any pressure personally or really socially. I had 3 days to really do with whatever I wanted, and I was here, so I started running, and I felt great.
So, Tim, how do you describe coming back from the dead, and you could have got on the plane, gone back to Oregon, Washington State?
Now in Colorado.
I'm in Colorado. Could have gone on the plane to Colorado and said, folks, it didn't work again. Maybe I'll come back next year. But no, you said, let me keep going. What does that say?
Maybe it says I'm crazy. It's been fun running. I've still had a lot of ups and downs because now that I'm so far behind the competition, it's kind of funny.
But you're enjoying yourself, Tim.
Yes, I am.
And why are you enjoying yourself?
Because great camaraderie here. I'm being inspired by these other incredible runners. And I just love running on a beautiful day like this, even if it is really cold and windy.
So, Sam, I think it says something to a lot of people that about an event like this and maybe about life itself, that giving up and is not always the best thing to do when there just might be another option there to do.
Giving up can be an easy option, but there's generally something that will give you a lot more joy in life than giving up.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.